Hello, my name is Milt Jones. I want to welcome you to Fresh Steps for You, where our goal each time is to give people the first step to take and live in this brand new lifestyle in Christ Jesus. Now, last time we was talking about, man, you got to know your enemy. You got to know your enemy, because we found out last time that we're not in battle against, you know, flesh and blood, against human beings, but our battle has been against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, and that try to influence us to submit, to yield to the wiles, the trickeries, the schemes and strategies that an adversary to try to get us to yield and go back and operate according to the kingdom of darkness when we've already been transitioned into the kingdom of God, or into God's governing system. Now this week we're going to be talking about, man, the battlefield is in the mind. The battlefield is of the mind. We find this in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. It says this. It says, "For we though we walk in the flesh, or live in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or fleshy, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down, throwing down of strongholds." What are strongholds? Strongholds are fortified patterns of thinking that either, what they try to do, they either try to keep you locked in, it's like a prison wall, and you know, like a castle, and you know, that either keeps things in so nothing gets out, or tries to keep things out so that they don't try to get in. And what a stronghold does, it tries to lock you into this pattern of thinking, so that only every time you see a situation, a circumstance, you always respond to it the exact same way. And even when you try to, somebody tries to come to you and give you some new information about that same situation, the stronghold also acts as bars to keep anything new from trying to get inside there, so that you don't think different, respond differently, and get a totally different result. And where do these strongholds come from? Remember what we was talking about, you got to know your enemy. What does the adversary do? His name, Diablo, is actually Greek, is Diablos, which means he tries to penetrate your mind with all these wrong patterns of thinking that go against the word of God. How do you know they go against the word of God? Because 2 Corinthians chapter 10, as we continue to read, says, not only do you got to pull down these strongholds, but what else you got to do? You got to cast them down. You got to put them off. Any arguments or theories or reasonings or any high thing will try to exalt itself against the knowledge of God, the true knowledge of God, and you got to bring those thoughts into captivity. How do you do that? When you get a thought that says, you know, you're going to be broke all the days of your life, you says, I refuse to receive that in the name of Jesus. And then you got to cast that thought off, and you got to replace it with this thought, that my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You can't just cast the thought off and not replace it with something else. You're going to cast that thought off, you're going to replace it with something new according to the word of God. And what are you doing? You're breaking down, destroying, casting down those arguments, theories, and reasonings that have tried to exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. The battle is in the mind. My name is Milt Jones. I want to thank you for joining us for Fresh Steps for You. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.